The mitzvah of mezuzah is a biblical mitzvah. It appears twice in Kriyat Shema, in Shema B'Hayoyim Shamoah. Uchsavtam al-mezuzah be'secha. There is, the word be'secha appears in another place in Chumash in connection with another mitzvah. Lo savis te'eva el be'secha. Te'eva means a dovish al avodah zarah. That you're not allowed to rent your apartment to a non-Jew if he's going to bring in a dovish al avodah zarah. So Tosfos in the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah discusses, at the end of the first parak discusses this din, Mishnayos and Tosfos. So Tosfos has one suggestion that the din only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It's only called Beisecha in Eretz Yisrael. So they ask, you mean to say that by mezuzah, the mitzvah of mezuzah only applies ben HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael? Chsavtam al mezuzah Beisecha, the home of the Jewish people, is really Eretz Yisrael. So the Pashtus, nobody holds like that. Those who hold that the service Eivel Beisecho only applies in Eretz Yisrael, that's because it's a chelik of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that it should be a clean country, clean, physically clean and clean, shouldn't have any Avodah Zarah. The din of Ibud Avodah Zarah, Abeti Abdun, the din of destroying Avodah Zarah, applies in Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz Lords, but it's more chomer in Eretz Yisrael. Zorach L'Shavish Achreya. So that's part of that din. Of Shmor al Nikayon Haaretz, that you shouldn't allow Avodah Zarah to be in your homes in Eretz. But the Chiv Mezuzah and Chutz Lors is also min HaTorah. We don't. There's no opinion that it's only Midirabban. What does it mean? Chsavtam al Mezuzah Beisecha. Your home. So let's say you have a home with 50 rooms. You only need one mezuzah on the front door. So the Rambam quotes such a practice, and he says it's 100% wrong. And if you have, they say the Rabbi Chananel had a home that had 1,000 rooms and he had 1,000 mezuzahs. Whoever this Rabbi Chananel was, but the din is yechayv and mezuzah on every room, not just on the front door. The chaf, beisecho, ovisharecha, the chaf is the chaf of ownership. So Tosfos has two opinions. Rented, the Gemara says, if you buy a home, yechayv and mezuzah from day number one, when you move in, and if you rent an apartment, you only chayv a mezuzah after 30 days. Why is that after 30 days? So there are two opinions in Tosfos. So one opinion in Tosfos is that min HaTorah you're not chayv a mezuzah at all because it says beisecho has to belong to you. It doesn't belong to you, so you're not chayv a mezuzah. That's that opinion in Tosfos, that's the Pashtus in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Perek Rav Lezer de Milo. The Gemara says that Rav Lezer is, that Rav Lezer ben Hurkanus is of the opinion that not only a milah b'zman is derech Shabbos to do the actual bris milah, even to carry the knife and to manufacture the knife, even hechshe milah, machshiri milah, are also derech Shabbos. So the Gemara says he would say a machshiri karbonis. The karbonis are derech Shabbos, a machshiri karbonis. Let's say the first day of Sukkot, if you don't have a lulav or an esrog detached from the tree, Rav Lezer holds you're allowed to pluck it off from the tree, min HaTorah. Machshirei mitzvah derech Shabbos. So the Gemara says, really, what about if you bought a house and you need a mezuzah? So are you allowed to write a mezuzah on Shabbos? Is that mutah because machshirei mezuzah derech Shabbos? Or what does the Gemara have also tzitzis? Let's say I put on a four-corner garment on Shabbos and it doesn't have tzitzis, but he allow me to put on the chutei tzitzis on Shabbos? Machshirei tzitzis derech Shabbos also? Mar says tzitzis and mezuzah are different because they buy mafkel and nichse. If he's mafkel and beged, it says k'dilim tasel chalaba kamfes ksuscha shetechasba ksuscha. The chaf means it belongs to you. Tal shula is not chayv min HaTorah. It's only chayv min the rabbanim mishum arisai. So here also, since it says beisecho bisharecha the chaf of bailus, so min HaTorah you only chayv in mezuzah if it belongs to you. So that's 2 days in Tosfos, but the Achrayim say that Gemara, the Avdei Nezer and others write that Gemara is a Rai Shein Alei Tshuva. It's befavorish like that opinion, that if the helm doesn't belong to you, you're not chayv in mezuzah min HaTorah.
Can you compare the things to milah and lulav, because you have to do them, you don't have to wear the tzitzis. You had time over before this Usman involved, that you have to do the bris milah and
Who tells him to wear this baggage?
It's
a good taina. I don't know. It's a good taina. There's another taina also. Mila zecher Shabbos and karbonis are decher Shabbos. Right. So not only Reb Lezer says, not only is the actual mila decher Shabbos, the machshir mila also included. But tzitzis is not decher Shabbos. Mezuzah is not decher Shabbos. So why should you think that the machshirei tzitzis and machshirei mezuzah should be derech Shabbos. I don't know, but that's the Gemara says like that. The Gemara says really according to Reb Lezer, the machshirei mezuzah and the machshirei tzitzis should have been derech Shabbos. But it's not because if he's mafke, it's not an absolute chiv. If he's mafke the beged, a mafke the house, then it's not chayv and mezuzah. So the simple reading of the Gemara supports that opinion. It tells you, that's an opinion that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not chayv and mezuzah on a rented apartment in Torah, you're not chayv at all because it's not shalachem. And it's only chayv and the rabbanim b'shem arisan. The other opinion of Tosis is no, that in order to, the Gemara says in Yuma, daf yiralf, in order to be chayv and mezuzah, has to be diras keva. It's only diras aroi, then you're not chayv mezuzah. See, if you own a house and you live in a house, that's called diras keva. If you rented a house, so less than 30 days, it's called diras aroi. After 30 days, then it's called diras keva. So according to that opinion of Tosis, when you rent a house, it's chayv and mezuzah men atarah. But in Shulchan Aruch, that's not the accepted opinion. Accepted opinion is that the rented house, the Olchi of Mezuzah, is only mid the Rabbonim. And that's why you have until 30 days, because the first 30 days, let's see, he's living in the house, he doesn't have a Mezuzah, so they'll think maybe it's not his house. But if he stays there more than 30 days, it looks fishy. What's he doing in the house? So Mishum Arisayin, Yechayv and Mezuzah, that's why the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. Let's say you live in a dormitory all year long. So they're going to think, what's the Marzan? They're going to think the Dom of Torah belongs to me. It belongs to the yeshiva. Everybody knows it doesn't belong to me. So the Avnei Nezer says that the yeshiva Dom of Torah is a chayv and mezuzah, but the yeshiva has to pay for the mezuzah, not the students. That was a big machlokes here in the yeshiva many years ago. The students said the yeshiva is mechuyav to pay for the mezuzahs. The yeshiva said the students are mechuyav, and the students said the yeshiva is mechuyav to pay. I think they made the students pay for the mezuzahs. There is a tshuva. Yeah, this 30 days renting, that's only a chutzlor. The Gemara says, if you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, if you rent an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, you chayv mezuzah right away. The Gemara says, why? Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi says, a funny pshat, Rashi says, if I'll spend, how much does it cost already to put a mezuzah? $50, a good mezuzah. So if you spend $50 to put a mezuzah, you rent an apartment only for a week. So you chayv a mezuzah, so maybe because he made a $50 investment, maybe he'll change his mind and he'll stay in Eretz Yisrael. In Shemish of Eretz Yisrael, maybe this will tip the scale, and maybe this will encourage him to stay in Eretz because he won't want to leave his $50 investment behind. Others say it doesn't mean, that's how Rashi said. Others say it doesn't mean Shemish of Eretz Yisrael, maybe this will encourage him to stay in Eretz Yisrael permanently, but it rather means whenever you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's called Diras Keva. Since it's a mitzvah, it's called Diras Keva even less than 30 days. But that's what Rashi translates. Rashi says, Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, maybe because he spent so much money on the mezuzah, maybe that'll encourage him to stay longer, to live in Eretz Yisrael, not to go back to Chutz Laaretz. Even in Eretz Yisrael, says in Shulchan Aruch, that's only if you rented a apartment. What if you rent a room in a motel, a room in a hotel? So everybody knows the room in a motel, it's only aroi. So then even in Eretz Yisrael, you're not chayv and mezuzah right away. You're only chayv and mezuzah after 30 days. So there is a tshuva in Rabbi Kivega's collection. The first collection of tshuvas, Madura Kama, where he throws in a lotion. He says the reason why rented apartment is only chayv and mezuzah with the Rabbanon is because the Gemara says in the end of the first parak on Avodah Zarah, that Tzchiras lo kanya. The context of the Gemara is they're talking about the din. Of lo sabis to Abel b'secho, you're not permitted to allow a nochri to bring Avodah Zarah into the home, into your home. To Abel means a dovish al Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, but if I rent the apartment to the nochri, so the nochri is bringing into his own apartment. He's not bringing into my apartment. The Gemara says, no, because chivas lo kanya. The tenant doesn't really have a kinyan on the apartment. The apartment still belongs to the landlord. So since the landlord is Jewish, so the landlord is in violation of the din of lo sabisei vel beisechum. So Tosus there raises the issue at the end of the first parak on Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof. Tosus raises the issue. In Europe, the Balei Tosus had apartments, and they used to rent it to the Nochrim, and they used to bring in Avodah Zarah. When a baby would be born and when someone would die, or on December 25th, certain seasons of the year, certain times, the Nochrim would bring in a Dovish al Avodah Zarah. So how are we permitted to rent the apartment to the Nochrim if you know there's certain times they're going to bring in Avodah Zarah? So Tosfos answers a few answers. So the main answer that the Shach quotes La Aloch and Yerideh is that Schiras Lokanya, when the tenant rents the apartment, it's not called Shalo. That was only Bisman HaGemara, that the din is in the Gemara, if the landlord who rented out the apartment, if his house burns down, he needs an apartment to live in, he can evict the tenant, even though the tenant didn't violate any conditions of the contract, of the deed. But Bisman HaZeh, that we follow din in the Machusa, so you can't, the landlord can't evict the tenant, If the landlord's house burns down, he can't evict the tenant unless the tenant violates one of the conditions of the rental. But if the tenant didn't violate anything, the landlord can't evict him just because the landlord needs a apartment to live in. So Tosfos says, "Bizman hazeh, we assume the schiras is kanya." So it's called beis shel hatenant. It's no longer called beis shel halandlord. It's called beis shel hatenant. So therefore, if the landlord is Jewish and the tenant is a Nachri, Avid Azar, and the Nachri is going to bring in a Dovashal Avid Azar, the landlord will not be in violation of the Savi Sefer, because Bizman is Eschir Iskanya. So Rav Shach writes in his Sefer, if you follow that Rabbi Kevega explained, why is a rented apartment only Chayvim Mezuzah Midirabban, why not Minat Torah? Because Chiras Lo Kanya, because it's not considered Shalom of the tenant. But Bizman Hazeh, we pass on Lohokalan at Dinder Isa. You don't violate Lo Savi Sevel Beisecho if you're the landlord, because it's Beiso Shel HaTenant, it's not Beiso Shel HaLandlord. If you say it Lohokal, then you should certainly say it Lahachmir. So the landlord, so the tenant should be Chayv and Mezuzah from day number one. Should be Chayv and Atura, day number one. The whole Halacha that you have to wait till the 30th day, that's because of the Marisayin. The first 30 days, there is no Marisayin. If the third day there's a marasign, people will wonder, maybe it belongs to him, maybe he bought it. But Bizman HaZeh, if you say Schiras Kanya, then it is Beisechem, it is Shalo Shel HaTenant, and the tenant should be Chayv right away. That's a problem. Avshach points it out, but it's against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, they still work on the assumption. Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and all the Nosachim, they all work on the assumption that the Chiyuv Mezuzah Bizman HaZeh, a rented apartment, is only Midir Rabbanim. So that's a question, why should that be so? Really, according to Rav Shach, Pashtus should be like that. Should be that the chiyuv to put a mezuzah is minatur. Even according to the way it says in Shulchan Aruch that the chiyuv to put a mezuzah on a rented apartment is only midir rabbanon. But if he rents it for more than 30 days, then it's chayv a mezuzah on the 31st day. So what if he signed a contract melechatchila? He signs a 2-year lease, signs a 1-year lease. He signs a lease for more than 30 days. So the Beis Halevi has a sefer on Chumash and Bereshis and Shmos. And the end of Bereshis, he has a few pages, around 10, 15 pages, about Hilchas Mezuzah. He goes through some of the Gemara. So he says, you should realize that according to some Rishonim, if you rented, some Rishonim say explicitly, if you rented the apartment for more than 30 days, then you chayv a mezuzah right away from day number one. If you rent day by day, and you don't know how long you're going to stay, then when you reach the 31st day, then you chayv a mezuzah. But if you rented melechatchila for more than 30 days, then some Rishonim say beferish imuchayiv mezuzah from day number one. This day Chemed quotes those Rishonim. He doesn't quote the Beis Halevi. He quotes those Rishonim, and he quotes many other Rishonim say faket, that even if you signed a contract for more than 30 days, you're not chayiv mezuzah until after the 30 days. So that's really a question. So maybe it's not right that if a person wants to do a midas chasidus, he rents an apartment for more than 30 days, once the do midas chasidus, follow the Beis Halevi, put the mezuzah right away. So maybe you shouldn't say a bracha, because according to the other Rishonim, you're not chayiv a mezuzah until after 30 days. And then after, let's say, so he'll put up a mezuzah on day number one, and then he won't say a bracha. Then when it comes the 31st day, what does he do then? So Moshe Weinstein writes, he can touch the mezuzah and say the bracha l'kvaya mezuzah. Where did he get? But he's not putting up the mezuzah now. Rav Moshe quotes a proof from Talis and Tefillin. You're not supposed to have bracha on a Talis and Tefillin until it's so soon before Hanetzach Amam Shakas Chaver Berichuk Dal Aramis. Rav Moshe Feinstein says in the New York area, he thinks it's between 35 and 40 minutes before the sunrise. Others are making up until 55 minutes before the sunrise. Rav Moshe holds 35, 40 minutes before the sunrise. So you shouldn't say bracha on Talis and Tefillin before. So let's say Davening and a Minyan. He's davening in the 5 o'clock minyan. 5 o'clock is after Alos HaShachar, but it's more than 35 minutes before the sunrise. So you should say the bracha after Yishtabach. Or if it's still too early, after Yishai, if it's still not Mashiachir, so say the bracha after Tachnun. Say the bracha. Why do you say the bracha? Because he's still wearing the talus and tefillin. So it's considered a bracha. He's still going to continue to wear it. But he's not putting it on. He already put it on. So that's okay. So Rav Moshe says, just like in say a bracha on the talus and tefillin that you're wearing, it says in the Gemara, you should touch the tefillin and touch the tzitzis. Touch it. So here, just touch the mezuzah. And you can say the bracha over lasiyosim because he still continued to observe the mitzvah mezuzah after the 31st day. All the classical poskim say against Reb Moshe. Way before Reb Moshe was born, they all say not like that. They say by mezuzah, once you nailed it on, so it doesn't help. What does it help that you touch it? But over here, the person is still wearing the talus and tefillin. They're wearing it. That's mamash over lasiyosim of the maisa. You only say a bracha over lasiyosim of the maisa ha-mitzvah, not of the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So the mezuzah is nailed up already. You have a kiyum mitzvah, but you don't say a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah. You only say a bracha when you're performing a maisa mitzvah. So most of the poskim don't accept Rav Moshe's idea. That you put up a mezuzah day number one, and then on the 31st day you just touch it and you say a bracha. So they would recommend you should take it off and put it back on again on the 31st day. Then you say the bracha. Then you can say a bracha. Even without that, the Minchas Chinuch raises a possibility that maybe if the person is not chayv in mezuzah before the 31st day, the Stechemi quoted a group of Rishonim say that even if he rented the apartment, he signed a contract for a 2-year contract, so the Rishonim say he's still not chayv in mezuzah right away, against the Muki Yosef that the Beis Halevi quoted. So if you hold that you're not chayv in mezuzah, so the Minchas Chinuch raises a possibility, and maybe it's Tasav Elay Min Ha'osay. The Gemara applies Tasav Elay Min Ha'osay to mezuzah. What's the case? We're only chayv in mezuzah if there's shtei mezuzahs and a mashkaf. So let's say that not that he has two mezuzahs and a mashkaf, he didn't finish building the building yet. So he nails on the mezuzah onto a mezuzah. He nails on the parchment and the mezuzah case onto a post. And then he nails the post onto the building and then he finishes the building. So that's Tasav Lamanas. He put the mezuzah, he puts the mezuzah up before he built the whole building. He didn't build the building yet. So that's literally Tasav Elay Min Ha'osay. So the Minchas Chinuch raises the possibility if you put the mezuzah up within the 30 days, according to those Rishonim who hold the Nyan Chayv until after the 30 days, even if he signed a contract for more than 30 days. So it could be that's Tasav Elay Min Ha'osay. So Rav Soloveitchik, well, someone brought it to his attention. So first he burst out until after. He thought it was a big joke. How can it be Tasav Elay Min Ha'osay? And then he was thinking about it for a couple of minutes, and he said, maybe he's right, maybe it is. He explains why. And Chaschen explains why. According to the other opinion in Tosis, that we don't really pass like that, that if you rent an apartment, the reason why you need 30 days is that it should be considered yeshiva's keva. If you own a house and you live there, that's called the yeshiva's keva. If you rent a house, it's only called yeshiva's keva if you live there 30 days. So he says, if you put the mezuzah up in the middle of the 30 days, so then Minchas Chinuch says it's only a diras haroi. It's not a diras keva yet. So it's only diras haroi. It's not chayv and mezuzah. So if you say it like that, it could be that it is tasav elay min ha'osay. Possibility that it is tasav elay min ha'osay. So more correct is that a person should put up the mezuzah if he signs a contract for a longer period of time. Or according to Rav Shach, it's min ha'torah, so you should put the mezuzah right away the first day. And then after waiting 31 days, he should take the mezuzah off and put it back on and then say the bracha before he's about to put it on the second time. There is a machlokes in the Gemara in Yuma in the first parak. A lot of the dinim of mezuzah are in Yuma, Daf Yud Alam. A lot of dinim are in the middle of Menachas. And then the rest is scattered about all over the place. In Sukkah, Daf Ches on a day, some major Gemaras. So there is a Machlokes HaTanoim and Yuma Daf Yud Aleph there. Is a Beis Oitza Chayv Mezuzah Anan. Let's say I have a room that's a storage room. The pantry. I have all the canned goods and I have all the boxes of cereal there. And the people go in every day. They go in to take things that they never sit in the room. They don't have Ishtamshis in the room itself. They go into the room every day to take things out, to put things in, but they never use that room. So it's a Beis HaOitzer. If you have, let's say, a basement, and you go in once a year, you take out the Pesach, the Gedishah, after Pesach, you put it back in. Then when you go traveling on a trip, so twice a year when you go traveling, so you go and you take your suitcase out, then when you come back, you put the suitcase back in. So that's a base or it's a shame is topkin man. It's a base or it's a shame is topkin man and not chayvim mezuzah. Let's say I have a house that has 20 rooms and I only use 10 rooms. All the children are married, the other 10 rooms I don't use. So the rooms that you don't use are not chayvim mezuzah. But if you have a base or it's a shame is topkin man, or you have a base or it's a, you don't really sit and do any activity there, just take things out, you put things in. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara, Tanoim. Machlekes ha-Tanoim and the prices by the chayvim mezuzah, machlekes the Ramam and the Raivim. So she really put a mezuzah without a broche because of the machlekes. Where else do you have a case where there's a machlekes? There's machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, how to understand the Gemara. The Gemara in Menachos says you have to put the mezuzah on the right side going into the room. Let's say you can go two ways. You can go either, the house has different ways to enter. I can either enter this way and go from room A to room B. I can enter this way, go from room B to room A. So which way is the right way? So the Gemara has klolim. So we have a lot of klolim. The Pashtus is that the big machlekes between the Minchas Yitzchak and his mechutin, Rabbi Breisch from Switzerland. What's the name of his svarim? Chelkas Yaakov. So they had a they were mechuton. So they had a machlekes. So I thought the Chelkas Yaakov was right, that there are five rules. The Minchas Yitzchak thinks it's not correct. I thought there are five rules. I thought the first rule is you always put mena poter al achiyuv. Let's say I have a house. I go in from the street. Here's the front door. I walk into the house over here. Then I have a whole bunch of rooms. Then I walk out from the house. I go to outside. So, and this is the way you go. You never go the other way. So where do you put the mezuzah? So the Orach HaShulchan says, everybody knows, you put the mezuzah on the right side going in, and here you put on the right side going out from the house into the street, because you always go the right way. So we don't follow that Orach HaShulchan. We assume you always put the mezuzah going, Ben-apater al-achiyuv. The street does not chayv a mezuzah. So you don't put a mezuzah going from the house. These know this is the only way to go. You don't put the mezuzah going from the house into the street. You always put the mezuzah from the street going into the house. So you put the mezuzah on the right side going in over here, and then even though no one ever enters the house there, you only exit there, you still put the mezuzah going from the street into the house. But then inside the house, you can either go this way or that way. The rooms go in a circle. So which way do you put the mezuzah? So the first klal is you put menapot v'alachiv. The second klal is if there's only one way to go. Let's say you can't go either this way or that way, either from A to B or B to A. You can only go from A to B. This room is in the corner. The only way to go into the room, yes, you climb through the window, but no one's climbing through the window. The only way to go, so you go derech ilucha. Then if derech ilucha, there's only one way to go. Then, what if you have two rooms, and one room is used much more than the other room? Let's say, for example, when I first rented my apartment where I live now, so we only had two babies, so we hardly used the dining room at all. Myself and my wife, so we ate in the kitchen. We didn't use the dining room. So the two ways you can either go into the dining room and then go into the kitchen, or go into the kitchen then into the dining room. So the dining room was hardly ever used, and the kitchen was used all the time, every day, a lot. So you put the mezuzah going from the room that's less used into the room that's more used. In the days of the Shulchan Aruch, they didn't have central heating. So they used to have one room had an oven that was called the Tana Beis HaChorif. They had the oven not for cooking food, but for just keeping the house warm. So the house was only warm. That room was warm. The rest of the house was freezing. So that room had more hishtamshus than the other room. So you always put the mezuzah going, if the two ways to go, either A to B or B to A, so then you put the mezuzah going into the room that's going to have more hishtamshus. You go from the room that has less hishtamshus into the room that has more hishtamshus. And then if all the rooms have the same equal hishtamshus, like after we had more children, and then the children started doing their homework in the dining room, so then we used all the rooms equally, so we changed the mezuzah. We put it from going from the kitchen into the dining room, instead of in the dining room into the kitchen, because they both had a lot of hishtamshus. So the next rule, al pi pashtus, says you go basar rav hiluchoy. If most of the time you go this way, miut of the time you go that way, so you go basar rav. And then the fifth klal is heketzir. The Gemara says, if you don't know whether you should put the mezuzah going this way or going that way, which way is the correct way? So then, which way, if the door opens in, then you assume, see here, the door opens out. Here, when you're sitting in the hallway, you come into this room, you pull the door out. So the Gemara considers that abnormal. Normal is that when you go into a room, you push the door in. In my apartment, you push the door in. But a lot of houses, you pull, in my apartment building, so the very front door, you pull the door out. And the next door that goes from the outer lobby to the inner lobby, you push the door in. So half the doors you push in, half the doors you push out. Depends where they put the, where they put the hinges. So the Gemara says that's called Hekatzir. The Tzir are the hinges that hold the door on the, one of the mezuzahs. So if the door goes in, so then you, that's the Derech Knesah, is to go in. So most assume that Hekatzir is the last on the list. By Lubavitch, they follow the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, said that he moves up Hekatzir a much higher position, but only Lubavitcher followed that, no one else follows that. So the Pashtus is, Chalkas Yaakov again, what's the name? Chalkas Yaakov says that these are the five rules. That's the Pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch again. First you put Menapotar al Achiyuv, and then if the both rooms are Chayiv, then you go. If there's only one way to go, Derech Hilucho, then the third rule is Ikatashmish, whichever room has more hishtamshus than the other, you always go into that room. Let's say you have, you walk into the building downstairs. So the street outside is not chayv and mezuzah. So you walk into the building, so you put, remember when they built the building across the street first tall, so they were putting up mezuzahs. So Rabbi Reichman, I think, was a student at that time, and he was the head of the mezuzah committee for the SLY. So he was asking Rabbi Soloveitchik about over here, over there, the other room, where he put mezuzahs. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, wait a minute, what are you so careful, what is so makbet about the mezuzahs? It's a yeshiva here. Mikaredin yeshiva is not chayv and mezuzah. So he said, but they have a college here too. So he said, oh, I forgot about that. Didn't remember that there was a college. So if you have only a mikaredin, a beis haknesses, and a beis hamedrash, the Gemara says in Yuma is not chayv and mezuzah. Has a tashmish al kodesh, not chayv and mezuzah. The Maharam Rutenberg learned that a beis medrash that didn't have a mezuzah, so he kept on having a recurrent dream that a malach appeared to him in a dream, and he said, why do you learn in a beis medrash that doesn't have a mezuzah? So after a couple of times, he decided better listen to the malach. He put up a mezuzah on the beis medrash, and then the malach appeared and he gave me ashikoyach in the dream. So they quote his dream in Shulchan Aruch. They quote, every so often they quote the Maharam Rutenberg had a dream, and we follow his dream. So the Shach asks in one place here, the Shach doesn't ask. Here, it's a kasha. We don't put a mezuzah on a beis haknesses, we only put a mezuzah on the beis haMedrash because of the dream of the Maharam Rutenberg. And the beis haMedrash, the din is, has a higher level of kedusha than a beis haknesses. Gemara has a machlokes at the end of Megillah, which has a higher level of kedusha. Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we pass like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The beis haMedrash has a higher level of kedusha, even though it has a higher level of kedusha, but it has a certain kula that the Beis HaKnesses doesn't have, namely, that when the Bochum are learning, so Mi'ikar Adin, they're allowed to have a little snack in the middle of the learning, because if you tell them you can't have a snack, they have to go across the street, so they're going to waste 5 minutes till they get across the street, 5 minutes till they eat it, 5 minutes till they come back. They waste 15 minutes. And like this, if you forbid them to eat the snack in the Beis HaMedrash, so they'll have 14 minutes more of learning, and they'll learn while they're having the snack. To eat a whole meal, that's not allowed in the Beis HaMedrash, but to have a little snack or to take a little nap in the middle of learning, instead of telling him, go to the dormitory and take a nap and come back, he's going to waste an hour and a half if he puts his head down over here. So in the Beis HaMedrash, since it's the purpose of the Beis HaMedrash is it's hukdash for the purpose of learning, and this will enhance the learning, if you'll allow him to take a little nap in the Beis HaMedrash and to have a little snack in the Beis HaMedrash, so in the Beis HaMedrash we allow it. So that's why we distinguish. We only put a mezuzah on the Beis HaMedrash because we are allowed to use it for personal purposes a little bit. But Mi'ikar HaDin, it really should be the same. So here, if any place, the Shach should have asked over here, Dibre Chalom is Lamala V'lo Merid. The Gemara says we should ignore. The Shach only asks it in Chesh HaMishpat, where they have a din, there's a Taisus has in a few Mesichtas, Bava Kama, Bava Basra, Bava Metzia. Taisus has in a few places, they write, the Gimel Dinim Haim. So one din is that if a schiras poelim, if I have a babysitter, I have a painter, and I owe him money, I can say, well, I have a lot of leftover suits that I don't wear. I have a lot of furniture. I have a lot of swarm that I don't use. I owe you $5,000. Take $5,000 of merchandise that I have. the worker can insist. Elovun aseres nafsho. He wants davke cash. He wants davke cash, a check. If he wants davke cash because he doesn't want to pay taxes, say he's not allowed. He shouldn't pay him cash. But if he wants a check, okay. So he can insist that he wants davke cash. So there, the Maamrutmerk had a dream. That what's the reason why you have to davke give him cash? Elovun aseres nafsho. People work for a living in order to have money to be able to buy. So I'm going to tell him I owe you $5,000 for fixing my automobile, for painting the apartment. So I'll tell him, take $5,000 worth of swarm. He's going to have to sell the swarm, then I'll be able to buy food with the swarm. So that's not right. But what if he worked for me in a delicatessen? And I say, take $5,000 worth of food. Take bread and delicatessen and pickles and mustard. Take $5,000 worth of food. So that's okay. That's okay. So the Rosh, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Maharam Rutenberg. That there, that's okay. I don't have to pay him in cash. I can pay him in food. And there, the shachar is the kasha. Why don't we apply the rule of derech halom is lamalim lamarim? There, it's not such a strong kasha because he gives a logic. He explains why over here by the beis hamedrash and the beis haknesset mikra din. It's the same. Shachar is the kasha here. Why do we put a mezuzah on a beis hamedrash and not a beis haknesset just because of the dream of the Maamar Rutmer? Because the malach told him that's problematic. Yeah. So on a Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesset, Mikaret, then neither is Chayv and Mezuzah, but the meaning is that you put on the Beis HaMedrash because of the dream of the Maharam Rutenberg. Yeah. So the Gemara has, so there are five rules. So the five rules, how to decide, yeah, what if you used up all the five rules and you still don't know whether you put the Mezuzah on the right side or the left side? That's the Shaila. So they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein the Shaila. He already had written a tshuva. He already published a tshuva on it. So they asked him in the Shaila. So he said he has to think about it. He said, come back next month. So the person came back next month, and they asked Rav Moshe, what's the din? So Rav Moshe said, what do you do in the course of the month? So he said, I put a mezuzah. So he said, leave it. So he said, I wrote a tshuva that you put from mezuzah. If you can't determine whether you have to put on the right or left, so what do you do? So some say you need two mezuzahs. Some say you don't need two mezuzahs. You have an option, either the right or the left. You don't need two. Rav Moshe holds you're not chayv a mezuzah at all. Baltaisa would be if you put the both mezuzahs on the same side and they're both kosher mezuzahs. So let's say a lot of times you have an old mezuzah and you don't want to rip it up because it's going to take off layers of paint and the wall is going to look awful. So if you know for sure that the mezuzah is puzzle, so then there's no baltaisa if you put two mezuzahs on the same side. But if it could be that both are kosher, then it is a problem of baltaisa. But if it's on two different sides, in Meimanav Shach, one is right and one is wrong, one of them is on the wrong side, then there's no Baal Tosef. So Moshe writes a tshuva, he had already written a tshuva, but he didn't want to tell the person, because that's a funny hoira, that you're not chayv a mezuzah at all. So the person came back after a month, and Rav Moshe asked him, what did you do? He said, I put a mezuzah. He said, so leave it. Okay. So that's a big machlokes. So if you used up all the five klalim, you still don't know where to put the mezuzah.
Is there Marisha in house? If you have 10 rooms and you're not using 5 of them, does somebody from the outside buy sign?
Sometimes I have a rule called Dava Shasa Chamusha Marasa, Afila Bechadra Chador Masr, but many Achranim hold that's only if the Tanoim singled it out explicitly. Called Dava Shasa Chachamim, Mashem Marasa. Whenever there's Marasa, you have to worry about it. But to say Marasa even applies when no one's watching inside. So that's only Dava Shasa Chachamim Mashem Marasa, like hanging up wet laundry. So the Tanoim explicitly mentioned that. So that the Gemara says you're not allowed to hang out the laundry even mechadri chador, even if no one is in the house. But if this kind of marasayin, that it's Tanoim never singled it out, so whenever there is marasayin, you have to be concerned. Whenever there isn't, you don't have to be concerned. So again, so there are five klalim how to determine, and we assume the last klal is the heketzir, whether the door goes in or the door goes out. So whichever way the door goes in, that's the derech kenisa, and you put it on the right side going in. So the Gemara tells one of the Chachamim, they asked one of the Chachamim, where do I put the mezuzahs? So the Balabas said, put up the door first. First put up the doors, then I'll tell you which way to put the mezuzahs. So the Rambam, there's a machlek, is the Rambam in the right, they had a learn pshat in that Gemara. So the Rambam says, if you just have a tzuras ha-pesach and you don't have a door, it's not chayv in mezuzah. Only if you have a tzuras ha-pesach with a door. So it's a person without a door is not chayv mezuzah. The Rebbe disagrees. The Rebbe says it's not true. Even a tzaras ha-pesach without a door is also chayv mezuzah. But one of the klolim is hekatsir. So he won't be able to determine whether the door goes in or door goes out until he puts up the door. So he said, put up the door and I'll know which way the hekatsir goes, this way or that way. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Are you chayv in mezuzah if you have a tzuris ha-pesach where there's no door attached? The Rambam holds you're not chayv in mezuzah, the Ravid holds you are chayv in mezuzah. So Rabbi Kiveger in the Chuvis raises a question. If the house is only rented, so we assume the Shulchan Aruch on the Chiv, the Chiv Mezuzah is only midirabbanan, Beisecho, Shalcho, so it should be a Sfeika derabbanan lekul. If you have a rented apartment and you have a hallway and you have a doorway without a door attached to it, a lot of times you have it like that. You have a Tzuris HaPesach without a door attached. Rabbi Kiveger says it should be a Sfeika derabbanan lekul, it should be Potam and Amzuzah over there. It's a question. It's an interesting question. Let's say when you put up a mezuzah on the beis ha'oitzer shemistapkim himeno, on the shed, where you go in all the time, but you never use it. You just use it as a beis ha'oitzer, but you use it often. If it's a beis ha'oitzer shemistapkim himeno, the basement or the attic that you never go there, just four times a year to take out the Pesach dig dish and put it back, and take out the suitcase and put it back, then you're not chayv in mezuzah. But if you have a beis ha'oitzer shemistapkim imenu, that's a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. But if you have a door but without a door, that's a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. So you should really put in mezuzah without a bracha. So the same Shulchan Aruch, say one bracha at the beginning on the front door that has a door, and then don't be mafsek, and putting up all the mezuzahs will be relying, like he put on shalyad and shalrosh, so the bracha he say before the shalyad covers the shalrosh also. Or if you have toivel many kelim, so you say a bracha on tefilas kelim before the first one, so it covers all of the other kelim as well. So that's what they recommend in the Shulchan Aruch, that when a person puts up a mezuzah on the beis ha'oitzer shemistapkim imenu, he puts up when there's a tzuris ha'pesach without a delis, so that's a machlokes, a sfeika d'dinah, so you should rely on the bracha that he said in the beginning, and he shouldn't be mafsik. The din is that the Gemara says mezuzah chayves hador, that there are certain obligations that the landlord is, there are certain things the landlord has to pay for, and certain things that the tenant has to pay for. Mishnah is the Gemara, the end of Bob Metzia. So the Gemara says the landlord doesn't have to pay for the mezuzah. That's Chovis Ador. The tenant has to pay for the mezuzah. The landlord has a whole apartment building with 100 apartments, but he doesn't live there. He rents it out to the tenants. So the tenants, if the tenants are Jewish, they're mechuyif to put mezuzah. The tenants are not Jewish, the landlord is not mechuyif to put mezuzahs there. That's their hishtamshet. That's not the landlord's hishtamshet. So Moshe Feinstein has an interesting chiddush. He goes, let's say an easy case, and he goes a more mechudishtik case. Let's say I have an apartment, and I have one room for a guest room. So I have one guest room where Jewish guests stay there. So I have svarim in that room. I have another room for non-Jewish guests. I have a business associates, and sometimes the goyim stay there, stay overnight. They sleep at my apartment. So he said, that's my hishtamshus of the room. It's not that the goy is not mechuyev in mezuzah, but the person who has the goy stay by him, he's not renting out the apartment to the goy. It's his hishtamshus. He has his goyish friend sleep in that room. So then the Rav Moshe says, the one who owns the apartment is mechuyev to put a mezuzah there. So then Rav Moshe says, what if you have a nursing home, a Jewish-owned nursing home, and they only charge the tenants, the patients, when they're there. If they're not there, if they go to the hospital for a week, so they don't charge them. They only charge when they're there. So then, if I have an apartment building and I rent it out to a goyish tenant, and he rents it for a two-year lease, whether he moves in, he does move in. He bought the right to use the apartment, and I can't send other tenants there. He has the right to use it, so it's his ishtamshus of the apartment. So the landlord is not chayv in mezuzah, it's the tenants. It's the tenant is not Jewish, they're not chayv. But if it's a nursing home, and the owner of the nursing home is Jewish, and he only charges the patients when they're there, when they're not, so it's his hishtamshus that they're living in his apartment. It's not their hishtamshus. It's his hishtamshus, because he charges them every night that they're there. And Moshe thinks in such a case, the landlord of the owner of the nursing home is chayv in mezuzah, on all the rooms that the goyim sleep in, because it's his ishtamshus. Interesting chiddush. What exactly does that mean, mezuzah chayves hador? So let's say Rabbi Kiveger has a tshuva, which we don't follow at all. Rabbi Kiveger has, he assumes when the husband rents the apartment, so the husband signs the lease. Then the husband goes to work in the morning, and his wife stays home. We can make a visualize, the wife stays home. Today the wife doesn't stay home. So Rebbe Kivega says the husband goes to work, so all day long it's not chayv mezuzah, menater, because the husband mezuzah chayv sador, he's not living there, and the wife is there, but she doesn't own the apartment. The apartment only belongs to the husband, so she, by her, it's only it's not shalom, and by the husband it's shalom, but he's not door there in the daytime. So he says when the husband comes back, shemirisho atasav lam and osay. Because the mezuzah was put up before, it has a whole discussion. The Shita Mekubetzah is in Bob Metzir and Daf Kufal. The Gemara has a little bit there about mezuzah. Shita Mekubetzah assumes not so. Chayv Sador means, let's say, I have an apartment with 20 rooms and my children are all married, so 10 rooms, I just never use them at all. But let's say the Shita Mekubetzah gives a marshal, I have 10 homes in 10 different cities in the world. I spend a month in this home and a month. I have an apartment in Eretzel, I have an apartment in the mountains, I have an apartment in New York. Have an apartment in New Jersey, have in 10 different places. In each place I spend a month every year. So you mechuyev and mezuzah in all 10 places all year long. That's chayv sador. Even though you're only there 1 month a year, but I'm there 1 month a year, I do use it. And the rest of the year it's mine. So the Shita says that you are chayv and mezuzah. That's called chayv sador. It's not like Rabbi Kivega. There is, the Gemara says, when you put the parshios in the tefillin, or you put the mezuzah up, you have to put it in a bekavadik fashion. So which is more bekavadik? Should you have, let's say, svarim? Which is more bekavadik? To have the svarim sideways, like over here, or is it more bekavadik to have the svarim standing up? So we have in the Aron Kodesh, we have all the Sifrei Torah are erect, and in the tefillin, the parshas are erect, and in the mezuzah, we have it on a slant. Why do we have it on a slant? Because it's a machlekes, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how to read the Gemara. The Gemara says, it has to be this way and not that way. So the Rabbeinu Tam learns the opposite from Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam, Zohar and Kodesh, had the Sifrei Torah resting, horizontally. Nuts, what do you make it stand the whole time? It's going to get exhausted. So you should have the Sifrei Torah relax, have it resting. And the Parshas in the Tefillin, even if you read Tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam, even the people who are Tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam, they only follow Rabbeinu Tam about the Seder HaParshias. About the Havayis in the middle, but they don't follow the Rabbeinu Tam that he has the Parshios Shochvos. Everybody has Parshios Omdos. Everybody has them in erect position. And in the Mezuzah, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it should really be, the Parshios should be Shochvos, not Omdos. And Mikaradim, we pass on like Rashi. But the Gemara says, if you have it Balachzain, then for sure it's good. So the Shita Mekubetzes points out on the side of the page, that's a Gemara in the middle of Menachas, but the Shita Mekubetzes says, we have chosen, the minig is we all do balachsim because that will satisfy both Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. So you'll satisfy the both opinions, so that's what we chose to do. In the Aron Kodesh, you can't do it like that. The Aron Kodesh, you have to decide what's going to be Sifrei Torah, standing or reclining. So we have all standing, not like the Rabbeinu Tam.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, the
parshas are shofos. Shofos, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the parshas are shofos. But even the people who wear tefillin, the Rabbeinu Tam, only follow Rabbeinu Tam about to say that they don't follow. They don't do shofos. Everybody has the parshas omdos. The same thing, let's say, leave a sefer like this. And more correct is that you should really have it in an erect position, not in a reclining position. It's more bekavadik to have it standing up than to have it reclining. Yeah. What if you have, let's say, you walk on the street, you see there's a shop, a store, and then there's a trap door, you open up the door, and then there's a staircase going down into the basement where the store stores all of their food, their soda bottles and everything, and then they got a new delivery, they put it in the basement. So the shaila is, there's a tzuris ha-pesach there, there's a chayv mezuzah. So the chayyadim says no. And he says it based on the Gemara. The Gemara says by Ritzia ben Eved Ivri, who wants to stay on, Igishu al adelas o el hamezuzah. Igishu al adelas o el hamezuzah. So the Gemara quotes a brisa, ma mezuzah miumad, avdelas miumad. Let's say when he wants to stay on, so you do Ritzia. So let's say you have an old door, and they have an old door is laying on the table here, laying on the floor. You're going to tell the Eved Ivri, lie down on top of the door, and we're going to make a hole in your ear. So the Gemara says that you're not Yotze. The Delos has to be Ma'umar, has to be standing up. in an erect position, just like mezuzah. V'gisha al adelah, so al ha-mezuzah. Ma mezuzah miyumad. So the Chayyadim says, based on this, if you have the trap door that goes down into the basement, so the door, the frame of the door is the tzuras ha-pesach is shocheves, it's not omedes. So he says, achidush, it's not chayiv in mezuzah. He says, la'aloch, it's not chayiv in mezuzah. I think that's what they usually follow. Where exactly did he put the mezuzah? So the Gemara said he put it b'shlisha elyon, the upper third of the tzuras ha-pesach, on the right hand side. But you have to be careful not to put it in the tefach ha-elyon, in the upper tefach. So none of the mezuzah, of the parchment of the mezuzah, should be within the top tefach. The Rambam clearly had a different girsa in the Gemara. The Shachin in the Kudus HaKesef points to that. Rambam had a different girsa that you should put the mezuzah b'tchila shlishu elyon. And our girsa, the Gemara said the Feirush, that it's not so. You mean to say it's not so, but the Rambam had that girsa. So the Shach says one should be choshish for the Rambam. You should try to measure where is tchila shlishu elyon. You should put the mezuzah there. A lot of people, a lot of times you have a very wide doorway. Here the whole width of the doorway is only a few inches. But a lot of times you have a very wide doorway, a foot and a half wide, so the people, for aesthetic purposes, they put the mezuzah, they center it. So it looks nicer, but the mezuzah is supposed to be betefach ha-samach lachutz, should be in the first tefach. And if the width of the doorway is a foot wide, and you put the skinny mezuzah, it's only an inch thick, put the mezuzah in the middle, so it's not going to be betefach ha-samach lachutz. So you're not supposed to be symmetrical. You have to put it betefach ha-samach lachutz. You shouldn't put it in the middle in such a case. Yeah, what's the din if you have Rosh HaKsalim? You have a room and the two walls come to an end, but you don't have a separate frame for the door, like over here. The wall is made from one material and the frame of the door is metal. The two mezuzahs and the mashkev, the whole thing is metal. What if you just have Rosh HaKsalim? The walls come to an end. So Rabbi Yosef Kari writes in the Shulchan Aruch, that Rosh HaKsalim is chayiv in mezuzah, that's considered the kana mikan, the kana mikan, the kana al gabehem. Mishkan is yankev, the whole tshuva where he disagrees. He thinks, many Rishayim disagree, he thinks that you're not chayiv in mezuzah unless you actually have something separate from the wall itself. You have to have something that is labeled
an archway. I mean, that is just difficult.
Usually when you have an archway, you don't have...
There's nothing else there.
There's nothing else there. You don't have a frame. You just have the wall. So according to the Mishkan and Sanka, it wouldn't be chayv and mezuzah. According to others, a simple reading in the Gemara. According to others, the Gemara and Yuma says that it is chayv and mezuzah, that the Rosh HaKsalim counts as the Kanamikam. The question is, where's the Kan al-Gabeyim? So that's a question. So Rashi's opinion is that Taz has pictures in Yeridei. He has diagrams over here. So he has like this. Let's say it goes like this, Kein Kippa. Kippa means a semicircle. So you have the Konamikan, the Konamikan, as long as it's going straight, that's the Konamikan. And then when it starts to curve, to go up, so the Ramam holds, the Konamikan ends when it's no longer straight. When it starts to curve in, it's no longer Konamikan. So you should put it Bishlisha Elyon of the Konamikan, which doesn't go all the way to the top. According to Rashi, no, it's even the part that curves is still called Konamikan, till you no longer have a four tefachim in between. It's only called a Pesach if you can inscribe a rectangle that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide to be able to go through. A fat person like me will not be able to fit through. 10 tefachim tall. 10 tefachim is very short. When I speak up, 10 tefachim is about so high. So a little baby can walk through. If the opening is only 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, you have to be skinny, you have to be very short. But then you're chayv in mezuzah. Then you're chayv in mezuzah. So if it curves, so the Taz gives a diagram, so he says you should try to put the mezuzah in a location that will satisfy both the Rambam and Rashi. According to Rashi, it has a status of kanamikam, until it reaches such a high point that there's not enough room to inscribe a line going across that's 4 tefachim wide. According to Rashi, according to the Rambam, once it starts to curve in, it's already not called the kanamikam. So he says, try to put the mezuzah in a location where it will satisfy the both opinions. If the mezuzah turns out to be puzzle, you can't bring it to the sofer to correct it, because it's a special din that only applies to the tefillin and mezuzah. You have to have ksiva kesidron. You have to write every letter in order. If there's a mistake in one of the earlier letters, you have to be able to erase everything from there to the end and rewrite everything considerably. So erase it and rewrite it. It's already not kedai. It's buy another mezuzah, or you have a Shem Hashem, you can't erase it. So you need ksiva kesidron as a special din. Magan Avram has a chiddush, an original chiddush, that if you move into an apartment that already has mezuzahs there, so you're not being kaveh mezuzah, you're going to say bracha shev sham tatsanu lekvaya mezuzah. So he says, you say bracha shev kedushanu b'mitzah, so it's one of lodu babay sheyesh bo mezuzah. So the chidor has in the Birkei Yosef at the end of Hilchas Mezuzah, the last piskei tshuva quotes the chidor, disagrees with this Magan Avram. He has two reasons why he disagrees. He says, first of all, Magen Avraham has no right to make up his own nusach ha-brocha. No such brocha existed. So many disagree. What do you mean? He didn't make up his own nusach ha-brocha. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you have to say a brocha before. But then he has the main taina is, you don't find that you say a brocha and when you have mekayim a mitzvah. You only say a brocha when you do a maisa mitzvah. So when you nail a mezuzah on, you say the brocha. Let's say, I nail a mezuzah on your house. So you're busy, you have no time, you don't know how to do it. So I did a mitzvah, gmilas chasadim, but you're yotzei the mitzvah of mezuzah. I say the bracha, you don't say the bracha, you're fulfilling the mitzvah, you have the kemah mitzvah. I only did the maisa mitzvah. The one nails the mezuzah on, says the bracha, look for a mezuzah, even though he has no kemah mitzvah. The one who is mekayim the mitzvah, but he didn't do a maisa mitzvah, does not say a bracha. So we don't follow that Magen Avraham. This is a Magen Avraham, the Shittosai, as the same, in, it says in Hilchos Shabbos, that kol davishim mishum shvus legozru ala bein hashmashes. Bein hashmashes of Shabbos, you're permitted to violate the rabbanus if it's l'tzarako. So let's say the house is dark and the balabosna forgot to bench licht. So Shulchan Aruch it says, not everybody agrees, Shulchan Aruch it says you're allowed to ask a goy to light the candles bein hashmashes. Amir l'nachar is muta bein hashmashes if it's l'tzarako. The house is going to be dark. So that's the tzarako. So the Magen Avraham says, and when the goy lights the candles, the balabosna says the brachal having national Shabbos. So then many poskim disagree. They say, what do you mean? The goy is doing the mitzvah. She's mekayim the mitzvah, but she's not doing a maisa mitzvah. So that's l'shitosa. He thinks that you say a bracha, even when you're mekayim a mitzvah, even though you're not doing the maisa mitzvah. We don't really accept that.
The room has to be livable, like a commercial space, for instance, or office. I've seen the business on a freezer, walk-in freezer.
If you have...
Or an elevator.
The elevator that doesn't has to have dalal al dalal amas. The elevator doesn't usually have dalal al dalal amas, but the elevator is probably chayv and mezuzah going out from the elevator to the hallway, because the hallway is chayv and mezuzah. It says in Shulchan Aruch Tzagimar, if you have a ladder and the people is coming, the people climb up the ladder in order to get into the room on the second floor or the third floor. So you put a mezuzah on the doorway or on the window where everybody climbs in. That's a knesa. See, here the elevator is the way you go. The elevator itself is less than dalal al dalal. But let's say you have a walk-in closet. So if the walk-in closet and people, it's such a gigantic closet, has dalal al dalal inside, people get dressed in the closet, so then you have a mezuzah going into the walk-in closet. If the walk-in closet is less than dalal al dalal, then Rabbi Kivega says you put the mezuzah coming out. And many other poskim agree with Rabbi Kivega. Rav Moshe disagrees with that Rabbi Kivega, but usually assume not like Rav Moshe. Usually assume many poskim say like Rabbi Kivega. You put the mezuzah coming out because you always put min apotar al achiyev. So the walk-in closet is less than dalal al dalal, is not chayv and mezuzah. But coming out, the bedroom, the hallway is chayv and mezuzah. Yeah, they raised the shaila here when they were painting in the dormitories, so the goyim should paint those, but nice enough to take down the mezuzahs. They knew not to ruin them. And then when all the paint dried, so they put it back up again. How'd they know? Because some of them they put up upside down. So the students realized, even they put it up the right way, so the students realized, put up by God. So they asked our master, Rabbi Soloveitchik, is it good if a goy nails up, puts up the mezuzah? Do you have to put it up lishma? So a goy can't create lishma. So I was thinking for a few moments, and he can't remember any rise one way or the other. So it's a diyun and achrayim, they're not sure. But they need kriyas on mezuzah lishma. Some of the achrayim say that if you do need lishma, and they say that a woman, since a woman is pasul for ksivas tefillin, so woman pata, the Gemara says women are pata from hanachas tefillin, so therefore women are pasul for ksivas on mezuzah, because the two psukim in kriyas shema one next to the other. Ukshatim lo sayedecha, uksavtim al mezuzah beisecha b'sharecha. And it's in Chumash Devarim. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Yivam, it's in Chumash Devarim, Darshan Smuchim. If you have dinim and two psukim that are next to each other, so we assume there's a connection. The rest of the chumash, you only darshan hekesh, if the two dinim are in the same pasuk. The chumash drami darshan smuchim. So we say only one is mechayiv and tefillin is kosher for ksivas ha-mezuzah. So women are mechayiv and mezuzah, but they can't write their own mezuzah. So some achranim came up with a whopper of a chiddush that a woman cannot nail the mezuzah up on her own apartment. Just like the woman is posel for ksivas ha-mezuzah, she's posel for tikkun ha-mezuzah, to nail up the mezuzah on the door also. That opinion has not been accepted. We don't really hold like that. We assume women may put up the mezuzah. We assume it's no such din. You don't need lishma. So the pashta says that if a goy puts up the mezuzah, probably would also be good. You need ksivas ha-mezuzah lishma, but you don't need kviyas ha-mezuzah lishma. The Gemara says when you have a mezuzah, you korcho klap ishma, you roll it up, and shma is the last thing that you roll up. So now a lot of people have the newest style. They want to leave the whole mezuzah the way it is and just put it in a glass case. It should be exposed. So some of the recent poskim say that's a violation of the minig. The minig always was that you rolled it up. Rav Soloveitchik thought, not a violation of the minig. He thought the Gemara says it's supposed to be rolled up. Rav Soloveitchik used to take all the Gemaras more seriously. So he thought it's ma'akev. He thought it's not just a minig. He thought if you don't roll up the mezuzah, you're not yet. Where it says, karcha klap ishma, gotta roll it up. Okay, there are many more dinim. These are the highlights of Hilchas Mezuzah. Someone else is giving the shiur tomorrow. I think so. Rabbi Yonah Reese is giving the shiur on what topic? Did they announce?
Websites on Shabbat.
Websites?
On Shabbat.
On Shabbat. Okay. Do you have a website, Doctor?
No.
No? No more? Chocolate company?
I never had.
Before the websites were invented. Yeah. He retired before the website.